Welcome to Beyond the Shelf. I'm Scott Curry with Chef's Best. We gather to talk about the trends in marketing, retail, and production in food and beverage that are shaping the industry. We're joined today by an amazing tech entrepreneur, Sonia Corto. Sonia is the founder of MenuSano, a nutrition analysis tech company based in Toronto. It's an intuitive nutritional analysis tool, enabling restaurants, bakeries, hospitals, food manufacturers, grocery stores, and other food service businesses to quickly and accurately determine the nutrition facts of any of their dishes. She's also director of Convege Digital Solutions, a custom software company. She holds several degrees, including operations and supply management from University of Toronto, accounting from Seneca, and has various credentials related to food, health, safety, channel management, and more. Very well accomplished, very successful. Sonia, it's a pleasure to have you here. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So I'm not going to try and explain MenuSano too much more because if I understand it correctly, it's really brilliant stuff. It kind of makes you think, wait a minute, why hasn't this done before? So I'm going to let you go ahead and start as far back as you'd like. And because it must have been a moment where you said, why isn't this being done? How you came to start the company, the company's intentions and, who it's for and how it's grown and evolved. But feel free to start back and introduce us to yourself and how MenuSano has come to where it's be today.
Sure. If I really look back, I would say it goes back as far 2010, but we really started working on it in about 2014, I would say. And the idea came to be, like you mentioned, I am a managing director for a company called Converge Digital Solutions, which is a custom software development firm. And one day we had a project that we were working on late and we ordered food and someone sort of brought up, isn't it funny that when you go to a grocery store and you buy packaged food, you get a nutrition label so that you can sort of see what's in your food, what you're eating, what the nutrition is. But when you're out eating, you have no idea. And so I was sort of interested by that thought, and we started talking about it a little further. And we did some research and we realized that there was nothing out there to sort of support food service with that kind of information. The only way that, manufacturers were getting that information was by getting lab analysis done. And so we thought, wouldn't it be interesting if we could sort of, take that lab analysis and create technology that would encourage food service to provide their consumers this information in a very cost-effective way. So traditionally, the cost of sending food to a lab to get analyzed can range between $800 to $1,200 per recipe. And we know that, food service, particularly restaurants, have a very low profit margin. So we wanted to sort of see if we could build something that could that they could really leverage and use. At the same time, we knew that diabetes was a global pandemic, and we were looking further into it and we realized that, people who suffer with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, they really, knowing what's in their food is very valuable, especially for knowing how many carbohydrates that they're eating. And we know that calories are made up of many different nutrients, but we thought, if we provide a tool to restaurants, particularly, wouldn't it be nice if they could provide that information for people who have specific health needs, who really want to see what's in their food? So we set out, since we were a tech company, we pitched it to the company Converge, and Converge decided to become the investor, and we started building the tool. Once we built it, obviously, it required a lot of research and a lot of analysis. We decided to launch it, and then we realized that restaurants particularly did not want our tool, and that was because they were afraid that if people knew what was in their food, they would not want to come back to that facility to eat. So we sort of hit a roadblock with the tool. we were still passionate about it because we knew we were onto something, and nobody in Canada at the time was doing what we were doing. We had a couple of labs in the US that were sort of starting to look at software, but they weren't really fully doing what we were doing. So we knew we were onto something, but we also knew that we were very early on and we were, you know, disrupting a traditional industry, and it was going to take a lot of effort to get food service to accept this sort of application. So we sort of took a seat back, put the product on the shelf for a little while, and we went to government and we found out that Toronto and Ottawa Public Health were putting together a pilot project to actually test out for about a year how putting together a possible legislation in Ontario to mandate restaurants to provide calorie information on their menus would go. So we partnered with Toronto and Ottawa Public Health, and MenuSano was the tool that was used during the pilot. At the end of the pilot, during the pilot, we got nutritionists, dietitians, chefs, public health people to use the tool, and it really allowed us to learn a little bit more about what we were doing and, you know, things that we could make the system work better. And at some point, we actually completely redeveloped the system just to make it easier and user friendly. And when that pilot project ended, the result of it was legislation that mandated restaurants with 20 plus locations in Ontario to show the calorie information on their menus for all of their items. And so MenuSano was now a tool that restaurants could use to showcase the calories of all of their ingredients, the ones that had to, sorry, their recipes or their items on the menu. But we actually found that the majority of our clients started becoming clients who actually did not have to follow legislation, but they were serving the healthy industry, meaning they were vegan restaurants or they were serving gluten-free food or keto. And they really have a trust factor with their clients, and they really wanted to showcase that information. And so they started becoming, one of our largest client base. Fast forward COVID times, we were still, trying to showcase our tool to restaurants and try to encourage them to use it so that consumers could, make healthier choices at the point of sale when they were selecting what they want to eat at a restaurant. But with COVID, we actually discovered that our biggest client base was actually food manufacturers, and that business really grew. So now we have a combination of food service in between food manufacturers, food startups, so companies that are creating sauces and now they're starting to distribute them or testing out different recipes that they want to add to their line of business. And of course, we continue to serve restaurants. And now we have become a global company. We have clients all over the world that are leveraging our tool and our databases. So basically, we bring in government source data into our tool, and we use an AI, artificial intelligence tools to organize all of the data. And we provide all, thousands and thousands of ingredient options to our clients. And the tool is very easy to use. Basically, they just go into the tool, create a recipe, selecting the ingredients from our database, adding the amounts that they want to use. And then once they're done creating that recipe, they just say, generate label. They can select from different types of labels. We have the Canadian Nutrition compliant label. We have the USDA compliant label. We have the UK compliant labels. We have keto labels, cannabis labels, lots of different options and compliant labels that they can easily export, print, take the calorie information, add to their menu. So we took a process that could take, 1 to 2 months getting the ingredient list together or the food together to send to a lab, waiting for the lab analysis, which can roughly take, 2 to 3 months, depending on how busy the lab is. And we've basically taken that process and now it takes 5 to 10 minutes to create a label.
What a cool story and product. It's wonderful to hear, there's this obvious ambition here that that I think was applied, which is, I think we've all sat in a group and wondered something or complained about something perhaps. and it started with you, you know, ordering takeout. You know, I'm just picturing it. Maybe late at night is the way I'm picturing it. And you know, having that opportunity to be at a company that I think incubated might be one of the appropriate words here. Funded and startup obviously gave you the opportunity. Maybe a dash of luck along the way with the Toronto Public Health Department. But hey, you're positioned for it, you know, and taking advantage of that. And then hearing all, you know, I appreciate you sharing everything all the way through how it's this turnkey solution where the label, you know, kind of self-prints, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think people imagine or appreciate the challenge in any organization of just moving information along. I don't know, getting it to the graphic designer who's like, oh, you need me to design another label here. Whereas you offer that full kind of solution. You know, you touched on restaurants, and I think that's an interesting one to talk about because I could imagine that restaurants may not want to divulge too much information. Let me share maybe why. One would be maybe different types of categories. One would be, as you suggest, they don't want to tell you what's in there. Now, that could be for nefarious reasons, right? I mean, they may say, look, we don't want them to know how we came up with this taste because they might not like the answer. I don't know. That's just I'm purely speculating here. The other, though, could be the chef doesn't want to reveal, right? I mean, why do we go to restaurants? We go to restaurants for atmosphere, entertainment, all of those things, just to feel special for an evening. But it's to taste and savor something that there is almost a mystery to, right? Because when we're at home, you can, of course, cook your own meal, but by and large, everything in your cupboards is the same thing over and over again. But when you go to a restaurant, you have that sense of wonder, right? Of what is this this lobster bisque going to taste like? You know, what is this going to, and it's always going to taste a little bit different each time. How have you overcome some of those challenges? Now you do mention that in Canada, if you have 20 plus locations, you need to reveal nutritional information clearly through a label. So that takes care of itself, at least in that way. But how do you tackle, if those are the two challenges, if I'm outlining them properly, how do you tackle those? Because I've always thought of eating as a restaurant as, well, personally, a little bit of an excuse to indulge, but also that they were healthy restaurants and not healthy restaurants.
Yeah.
And it was fairly obvious which ones were healthy and not healthy. So how has the restaurant industry received this? How have you overcome any barriers?
Yeah. So to answer one of your questions, you know, one of the ways that we've sort of try to solve some of the challenges. So we actually don't reveal the way the recipe is made. That's completely locked in our system. Yes, the chef has to go in and create that recipe in our system, but the information that's provided to the client is only the nutrition facts, meaning in restaurants, all they have to show is just the calories. They can show additional nutrition information if they wish, but they don't actually show the ingredients, how that recipe was made or anything like that. So we solve that problem by only providing the compliant nutrition label and nothing else. We set out on a goal to encourage food service to provide this information. And the reason for that is, you know, chefs, when they're taught in school, they're taught how to cook and how to make, you know, these delicious meals. Like you said, we go to a restaurant to get spoiled and enjoy the evening and maybe not think about our health for a second. But, you know, a couple of years ago, that wasn't the case. People didn't really care that much. They did want to go to a restaurant and indulge. In 2021, that's not the case. And actually, it's been a couple of years now where disease is on the rise, not just diabetes. I mean, diabetes is actually a global pandemic, but, you know, cancer is on the rise and obesity is on the rise and heart disease is on the rise. So because these diseases are on the rise, it's not only having a toll on our healthcare system, which is the reason why legislation came into play in Ontario. It's already in play in the U.S., has been for a couple of years. I know that Dubai just passed the legislation in 2019 because disease is having a huge impact in our healthcare systems. But in addition to that, people in general, consumers have, you know, changed their lifestyles. People care about living healthy lifestyles. People care a lot more about what they're eating and exercising. You know, I'm not saying everyone, but the mindset of living a healthy lifestyle has changed dramatically over, you know, the last 10 years. So all we are saying to food service is, hey, you know, we're not trying to damage your business by encouraging you to provide this information. We're trying to help you. You know, if you're a chicken wing place, people might look at that as an unhealthy place to eat. But here's an opportunity for your restaurant to bring in a brand new client base, meaning that healthy person that might think that a chicken wing place is not healthy might actually be wrong. Salads are not always necessarily healthier than a bowl of chicken wings or a hamburger. The only way to really know is to do the nutrition analysis when you're creating your recipes. And sometimes we've come to discover that a hamburger happens to be healthier than a salad that has all this other stuff in it and all of these different dressings and are actually not as healthy. So we're saying to food service and particularly restaurants, hey, you can still serve your standard menu if you want and not show any calorie information, but you can also add some healthy items to your menu and bring in a brand new client base, or you can actually do analysis using our system and enter in your entire menu and actually discover whether your items are healthy or not. And we've had cases where we've had clients call us and say, hey, I think there's something wrong with your system. And we're like, okay, why? And they're like, well, My muffins that I bake are supposed to be under 500 calories. I know that for a fact because I've done, you know, stuff on Google. And we're like, okay. And they're like, but when we put it in your system, you know, our muffins are showing way too many calories. That can't possibly be right. So we're like, okay, let's open up that recipe and let's break it down and see where the items are coming from. And that's when one of our clients discovered that she had a lot of fat coming from this coconut whole oil milk that she was using. So, and there was a little bit of too much sodium. There was a couple of things that she could, you know, change to make the calories come down. So she replaced the coconut oil with fat-free coconut oil and tweaked a couple little things there. And she brought down the calories on that muffin dramatically, even lower than what she had originally suspected. So we're saying, you know, we want you to run your business and we want to help you, you know, make your food facility successful, not damage it by providing this information. So overall, we're helping everyone. We're helping consumers have access to healthy food so that they can make healthy choices and live healthy lifestyles and decrease obesity and heart disease and all those things. And on the other end, we're helping food service by saying, here's a tool where you can actually analyze all of your ingredients, all of your recipes, and you can make decisions on what you want to show to your clients.
It's just a great example of technology closing a large information gap, right? It was like, why should it be that when we leave our house, we're not supposed to think about the health of our food? Which, yeah, I don't know. Exactly. I guess, I don't know. I'm sure most people, at least half the food they eat is consumed outside of the four walls of their home.
Yeah, they say about 50% of the population eats out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or does take out.
Yeah, take out or some, you know, some level of not pulling it out of your, you know, out of your pantry. You're at this convergence right now of I think all people have gotten a wake up call about the importance of their health. And if you don't have it, you don't have anything. We ignored the strain on our healthcare system, even though that it leads to pain in our pockets one way or the other, whether through government or otherwise, seemingly, you know, losing neighbors, friends to whether it's heart disease or any other sort of diseases that are clearly tied to weight or habits. Mm-hmm. Yet I think the reckoning, which is a really poor choice of words there, but has come that we all had to look at each other, or at ourselves rather. And there is clearly been a movement underway that COVID has inspired, if you will, where it's caused people to take a look at things. There's maybe a concern that it's not everyone or the right population or whatnot, mm-hmm. but incremental steps here, right? So it's wonderful to hear a company that is using technology to solve an issue that is as big as you could possibly imagine any issue to be, that has kind of sat maybe under the surface and been ignored, but it's no longer ignored now.
Yeah. And, you know, just to add to that, people want, you know, you mentioned technology, but, you know, there's so much technology available to consumers now where it has allowed people like you and I to be a lot more educated on our health and our bodies. And that technology and those habits are really what are contributing to people wanting to be healthier and people wanting to live healthier lifestyles. And so, you know, it just goes to show how much of an impact technology can have on people's lives. And, you know, especially for people who might be suffering with, you know, heart disease or some sort of disease. I mean, I personally went through breast cancer a couple of years ago, and I know that one of the things that I knew was that I had no control over what medication I was going to have to take, what doctors were going to do to my body, etc. But I still wanted control over my body. And the only thing that we really have control over is what we put in our bodies and what we do with our bodies, which is what we put in is food and what we do is exercise, right?
Said, yeah, the one thing we can't control. And I hope that you're in the clear, perhaps on
I am in the clear, yes.
Excellent. That's a great, wonderful to hear. So we talked about tech a little bit. I want to just give you an opportunity here to share at least two things that are interesting to me. One is that ingredient database. I would imagine I'm going to take a stab here, and I am pulling this out of the air. It's got to be at least 1,500 ingredients in there, and maybe even sub ingredients too, right? Because heavy whipping cream, there's got to be lots of different kinds of heavy whipping creams, especially when you're talking about the artistry of chefs and restaurants. How many ingredients do you have in this database? I just can't imagine.
Yeah, so I'll talk about the databases just a little bit. So we have a couple of different databases. We have the Canadian Nutrition Data File. We have the USDA, which also includes the USDA SR Legacy, the USDA Foundation Foods, and the USDA Branded Foods. And then we also have the United Kingdom Nutrition Data File. So we don't actually know altogether how many ingredients we have, but we do know that it's in the range of we're now guessing and thinking that it's over a million. When we first started out, we knew we had between 300,000 to 500,000, but now we've completely exceeded and we've brought in so many different databases that we provide a lot of ingredients. And one of the things that we're constantly working on is, you know, bringing in additional databases. So right now we're in the process of working on a couple of additional databases. We want to bring in the Australian database, the Mexican database, a database from Asia, that has very unique ingredients. So our databases are constantly growing, and we're also in the process of actually creating our own Menusano database, which will be a combination of open source information that's actually provided by our existing clients. We have a feature in Menusano that if you cannot find an ingredient in our databases, you can add it in as a custom ingredient using the manufacturer's information. And so that information that's being provided by our existing clients. We are creating an open source database that will have thousands and thousands of items available. And it'll be unique ingredients like, you know, people want cricket protein information and, you know, very unique ingredients that are not used every day. And so we're working on something for that now.
It's nice to know that I think I heard that I was off by only about 998,500, which, ladies and gentlemen, is why I am not in tech.
Yeah, we have hundreds and thousands of ingredients available.
And then, you know, you mentioned the labs as well. So do I understand this right, that you can send a product or a dish perhaps off to a lab, get it analyzed, get that data back as well, and then it goes through the whole seamless process?
Yeah, we've developed relationships and partnerships with some labs that we can use to further get analysis if need be.
What's the pricing model look like for this? Do you kind of subscription service? Is it how does something like this work?
So Menusano is a SaaS-based software, which means software as a service, and it's all subscription-based. So we have different pricing packages that you can sign up for on a year-to-year basis or a month-to-month basis, starting at about $35 a month. And sometimes we have clients who only need to create one label. They sign up for 1 month and then cancel. So if you're doing month to month, you just use it as you need it. You can cancel it anytime. Obviously, if you sign up for year to year on different packages, you know, you have access to the entire system. You can create as many labels as you want. So we provide a lot of different choices in packages to sort of cater to the small and the large companies.
I want to ask this question, give you an opportunity. Who's your ideal customer right now? Who out there listening would you like to say, we need to talk? what's kind of got you excited? What opportunities? Where are you looking to grow over the next, you know, year?
Our ideal client are, you know, I'm going to say this, and it's not going to be very targeted, but, you know, anyone that is creating food that they want to sell, whether they're importing, exporting, selling at a location that need to follow requirement or compliance, that's our typical ideal client.
So anyone that has food. I love how broad it is, though. I say it only in jest. I love how broad it is.
Because we are sort of catering to anyone. Like if you're a Canadian company and you want to export to the U.S. or sell to a grocery store, you can't sell a sauce or a drink without a nutrition label. Mm. Right. So anyone who is in that business, they actually require to have compliant labels. And, you know, restaurants that need to follow legislation, they can use our tools. So, you know, basically any food service that requires some sort of compliance and labeling, that's our ideal client.
So you're the ultimate tech entrepreneur, because you say we can do anything.
Yeah, we have to do with technology, right? Even if we can't do it today,
you'll figure it out, right?
Find a way to do it. Yeah, that's what I love about it, because, you know, we, like, even at Menusano, we haven't always had all the features for our clients, but, you know, as our clients sign up, they start giving us feedback, and we're like, oh, well, you know, like we're a tech company. We're not a food service company, and we're learning from our food service customers about what their needs are and what are the benefits of technology to them. And then we turn around and we go and build it and make it part of our system for them, because it just makes their lives easier.
Love it. So you're providing a great public service. It's tech based. You can go online and learn a lot more. It is at Menusano. So that's S as in Sam, ANO.com. I think there's a link on there for pricing as well. People should check out.
Yes.
I'm taking a glance right now, and I encourage people to do it. This isn't some, you know, $1 million type project or something like that. although I'm sure you'll find those opportunities, but it's a little more reasonable than I even expected. But you're growing as a company. It's obvious why this is needed. You're closing a gap, a knowledge gap. you know, there's a reason why there's these sayings in the world, and knowledge is power, and you're empowering customers, consumers, when they step out of the home to be able to make healthy decisions. And to that, I will always celebrate. So it leads to me wishing you luck as well as you continue growing. Is there any other way people should reach out to you? Like I said, menusano.com.
Yeah, they can go to menusano.com, or they can reach out to me directly, sonia.couto, so sonia.couto at Converge. Or sorry, at menusano.com. I'm also on LinkedIn, and they can reach out to me. I always respond back to every inquiry that comes in.
Awesome. Are you glad that you ordered out while you're in that office that one day?
Yes, I am. And you know what? I continue to eating out. Having access to the information is only an added benefit to me for eating out. And now I actually feel better about it.
That's awesome. Well, congrats on seizing that opportunity. Best of luck to you. Again, that's Sonia Couto with MenuSano. Check them out, menusano.com. Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Beyond the Shelf, presented by Chef's Best. If you enjoyed today's episode, please don't forget to rate us and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your episodes. For more details about all of our episodes from inside the ever-changing food and beverage industry, visit chefsbest.com.